Democrat Rashida Tlaib displays Palestinian flag outside congressional office. By Wendell Hasebo and Bradley J. on October 10, 2023. Radical Democrat Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, DME, continued to display a Palestinian flag outside of her congressional office, Breitbart News confirmed Tuesday. The radical Democrat refused to remove the flag after Palestinian Hamas terrorists invaded Israel on Saturday, killing more than 1,000 Israelis and leaving 2,500 wounded. Legal scholar Eugene Kondorovich called it the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. Palestinians adopted the flag on May 28, 1964, by the Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLO, which advocated for the elimination of Israel. In 1993, the PLO acknowledged Israel's right to exist. Tlaib, a member of the Democrat squad, previously flew the Palestinian flag outside her office for several months. "I'm proud to be a Palestinian American and I want the Palestinian people to know that not all Americans support apartheid," Tlaib posted with an image of her standing by the flag on X on January 25. The day after the terror attack by Palestinian Hamas, Tlaib issued a statement that did not condemn Hamas, a political and terrorist organization currently governing the Gaza Strip. "I grieve the Palestinian and Israeli lives lost yesterday, today, and every day," she said. "I am determined as ever to fight for a just future where everyone can live in peace, without fear and with true freedom, equal rights, and human dignity." She continued. "The path to that future must include lifting the blockade, ending the occupation, and dismantling the apartheid system that creates the suffocating, dehumanizing conditions that can lead to resistance. The failure to recognize the violent reality of living under siege, occupation, and apartheid makes no one safer. No person, no child anywhere should have to suffer or live in fear of violence. As long as our country provides billions in unconditional funding to support the apartheid government, this heartbreaking cycle of violence will continue," she claimed. Republicans slammed Tlaib for refusing to take down the flag. "The Palestinian flag should not have a place here," Representative Max Miller, RO, posted on X. "The halls of Congress belong to America and should be reserved for flags that embody our great nation," he added. "That's why I sponsored an appropriations amendment to end this silliness." Michael Herzog, the ambassador of Israel to the U.S., condemned Tlaib for her statement after Hamas terror attack. "How much more blood needs to be spilled for you to overcome your prejudice and unequivocally condemn Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror organization?" Herzog posted on X. "Hundreds of innocent Israeli civilians massacred in cold blood on a holy day. Babies kidnapped from their mother's arms and taken to Gaza. An 85-year-old woman in a wheelchair and a Holocaust survivor taken hostage. Is that not enough, Tlaib?" Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Bradley J. on Twitter at Bradley J.